day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm from the Online School of Qi Energy Heals. And today we're going to have a seminar on part 5 of energy form training. Today I have with me my instructor, Sifu Jones. And good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yes, we're going over part 5 of form training to inform people who are interested in what our school is about, what kind of training that we're doing. In part 4, I kind of went over a few of the different things that don't really teach in the early part of our school at all, and it's things like breaths or colors or sounds or even standing postures that are either static or moving. What we teach in the beginning is all about getting the student to tune into what bioenergy feels like, what these biophotons, as you build them together and combine them together, what they're capable of doing in creating these forms. Most people, they will get to a point where they can feel energy. Like they'll do something like the Qi palm test or something similar to that. Maybe spin one of those spinners around that you see on YouTube. They'll do something like that so they can feel a projection go out of their body of this moving Qi. That's really what moving Qi feels like, is this pushing or pulling sensation. It feels a little bit of a magnetic pushing and pull to it. And for most people, it won't be very strong. But with the right type of exercises, like we teach in the school, we teach this student to build it up so much stronger when they start. Usually just barely feel it. They feel a coldness or a hotness. There's not much to what they're doing there in the beginning. And then after they go through these series of exercises that we teach, like these 2 to 5 minute sensitivity training exercises, as well as this nerve fiber building exercise that really does help you project more and more of these biophotons out, or this bioenergy. And one of the biggest ways you can tell that it's building up is through that use of the palm test. It's right there in front of you. You do the palm test, and if you can feel it getting stronger and stronger between your own hands, well, you know something is happening and that is very positive. And so people who have plateaued in their energy modality, just like we did, we went through all these different types of energy works and make what you thought was progress, and somewhere along the line, you would run into a brick wall where it just seemed no matter what you did, you couldn't get any more power or significance to what you're doing. And certainly you ran into that too, didn't you?
Oh, I absolutely did. It was all a linear projection, and I kept trying to do it out of the same areas, which was my hands. And now I have the ability in any part of my body to project Qi energy. That is a wider range of a form than just one little tiny area.
And I think that is true, that most people, when they first, if they even learn to project Qi at all, it's usually out their hand or their eyes. And they really don't learn the entire body like we teach them to, you know, project Qi out of any place on their body or in their entire body at one time. And certainly you have to go through a series of exercises in order to adequately do that. And that's what we do, is we teach people to really tune in and not worry about a lot of the other things that you would learn in different modalities. Between us, we all learn things like breaths, and certainly I learned Buddha breaths and reverse breathing and all these different controlled sequence breathings where count and you do this and you do that. And I would see a little bit of progress, but it certainly wasn't worth the work of learning all these different breaths and to be able to do it in all these controlled ways. And I put in hours towards it, didn't get that much out of it. Same with like doing standing meditations. I used to do that in a lot of different Qigong styles. You would do standing postures or different types of moving, slow moving postures of similar to Tai Chi or something like that. You would get where, like I certainly did, doing an hour a day of them, I would got to the point where I didn't sweat anymore. And certainly when I first started, I could barely do 5 minutes there. So I really had to work myself up to do the hour, and really had to work a while before I wasn't sweating all over the place. Because when you first start doing that exercise, it creates a lot of heat. That's part of what you're learning and what you do when you do a standing posture. The biggest thing that I have against that kind of thing is the amount of time it takes. It took me a long time before I was able to get any type of energy from doing a standing posture. And what we have learned through these low aerobic impact exercises that you use, where you just sit in a chair and you'd be doing these particular exercises, they really do work. You see the significance. You see yourself progressing all along the way. And one of those key ways of telling, again, is even from the palm test that you do, you'll keep seeing more and more power come out of you. But then we also have a whole bunch of different exercises that they can do to show, one way or another, their ability to project chi in a very precise way. And a lot of times that's what we do, is give you these exercises so you can get it down in such a precise way so you can see that steady progress of making these steady gains, where a lot of times you don't see that. You study all these different things out there, but you don't necessarily get any better in a practical application way. And that's what we wanted to show people, that they can really get better practical application-wise learning form chi. Form chi will hold in place for you. It's so much more powerful than just moving chi, where it's just a steady pushing or pulling sensation. Once you start learning how to do forms with your chi, it's really amazing some of the different things that we'll show you that you can do just by being able to do it in a good way. And it takes a while. You know, I mean, that's the whole point of having a school that lasts 3 years just to get to the instructor level, is that it does take a while, but we help a person avoid all these side effects. And you know as well as I do, a lot of energy modalities you have a lot of side effects with, don't you?
Well, the side effect got me to the plateaus to begin with, because I just couldn't get past those plateaus, trying to figure out maybe I should adjust it this way or that way. So I was off the path of how they were trying to train me, because there wasn't anything more that I could keep moving towards. And in 6 months of building my nerve fibers, and including our students, I'm able to project an energy circle around me in a physical, tangible way. Students and myself use that for different techniques of all sorts of kinds. And one of them is healing techniques, and one of them is projecting energy in a certain way for all kinds of extreme ability.
Well, and certainly being able to use a circle like that helps you to contain the time-space fabric around you so that you can control the inner temperature of it or what it feels like. You can literally put this good feeling into the time-space fabric around you as well as in your own body by a manipulation of your own hormonal flow. And a lot of people do that in really bizarre ways. We show you how you can avoid the side effects that usually come along when you do mess with something inside your own body or inside your own brain. In most cases, you don't really have to go through your own brain in order to manipulate your hormonal flow. We teach the students much better ways of doing it, where you don't necessarily have to go through this roller coaster ride where you do feel really good for a few hours and then you crash hard because of the other side of the coin falls is all the hormones leave your bloodstream. You're left wanting and you're suddenly really tired and you have to go right to sleep kind of thing. And we show you how you can just have this steady flow all the way through. And again, it's a very precise way of doing things that really does allow you to get to these much higher levels. And we don't do things like the collars, because collars have a tendency to fluctuate the heat. And what we really have found that as you get too hot, the energy will expand too much. And so we teach a student how to cool down their energy so that by cooling it down, they have much more control over this actual physical energy that you can feel. Another thing we don't do is the sounds, because sounds will do the same thing. It heats up your head. And either way, whether it's the case that you're listening to sounds, like all of us have probably done that one time or another, anything for like the different sounds from theta sounds to all these brain entrainment type sounds that people will throw at you in terminology and say, well, this will affect your brain this way. Usually all the way it affects your brain is by heating it up more, and it's already so hot up there. And one of the things we do in school is teach you how to cool it down so that you can focus in better and you can control the energy around you in such a better way. And using sounds really doesn't allow you to do that in an effective way. And so we don't put that in it either. We really have knocked out the breath, the colors, the sounds, and the standing postures, whether they be static or moving postures, in lieu of these very precise exercises that literally will build up your nerve fibers in a very unique way. And the majority of energy modalities out there, they will teach you all these other type of things, and they'll throw it in there. But if you'll do any studies on like multitasking, because you are literally multitasking when you're using breath, collar sounds, or anything like that, you'll see that we're not real good at multitasking. You do so much better when you concentrate on one thing at a time. That's what we do. We'll teach a student how to concentrate in on the right things at the right time so that they can see this study progress all the way through to the instructor level. And anybody who starts out just barely feeling this stuff, by the time they're finished, it's amazing how much stronger they'll become. And this is what we're doing, comparatively speaking, to other methods out there, aren't we?
Exactly. I remember being on a 10-year program with binaural, and I just kept knocking myself out and falling asleep, and it actually disassociated me from my body over that period of time, and I really don't know what I accomplished with it other than just getting into a more relaxed state.
Well, one of the amazing things is, like, you're a certified hypnotherapist, you stay certified, but we don't really teach that method that you've learned. We actually teach this better method than the methods that we've all gone through. We've gone through dozens and dozens of different methods, and we don't teach any of them because they really don't work as they say they do. Whereas this one, what we're doing now, actually will work just in the way we say it does. We actually teach the things we say we do. And anybody that really wants to learn them should give us a try, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. You'll feel a complete difference. It is very different than any other energy system I've worked with. I work with quite a few, and this one, I tangibly feel my forms, and internally and externally. So you get to use them both ways.
So anybody out there that has reached a plateau in their training, they want to know what we're talking about here and whether they can get to these higher levels at energy work, give us a try. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee. You take a month. You learn a couple of these exercises, see how well you do with them. And if you don't like it, you get your money back. You know, it's totally a safe way of doing it. We go through PayPal, but if you don't need to go through PayPal, you don't have to get actually sign up for PayPal in order to try us out. But it is a good way to find out whether we can help you with a school like ours. So that's the main thing I wanted to talk about today, and this is form training.